This is the Composer's Datebook for January 26th. I'm John Burge. Today's date marks an important anniversary in the history of the American Symphony. It was on January 26th, 1876, that the Symphony No. 1 of John Knowles Payne was premiered in Boston. This was the first American symphony to be generally acknowledged, both here and abroad, as being on a par with the symphonies of the great European composers. American musical life in the 19th century was heavily influenced by German models, and Payne's Symphony No. 1 takes its key signature and much of its musical style from Beethoven's Fifth. The contemporary American composer and conductor Gunther Schuller once quipped that Payne's First Symphony was the best Beethoven symphony that Beethoven didn't write himself. Even so, Payne's 1876 symphony is a landmark in American musical history, as was one of Payne's earlier works, a grandiose Mass in D major for vocal soloists, chorus, and orchestra, which was premiered in Berlin in 1867 and successfully revived by Gunther Schuller in Boston in 1972. John Knowles Payne is remembered for other reasons as well. He was one of the founders of the American Guild of Organists, and he founded the music department at Harvard and became the mentor for a new generation of American composers. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.